as we started reading the word, it became alive to us. And that changed how I feel toward people.
God's love can change your heart and help you find your purpose. See His good plans fulfilled in your life. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for today's Believer's Voice of Victory and live the life God designed just for you.
Go with me to the book of Philippians, and I want to show you here what the Apostle Paul said to this partner church. Thank you, Lord. In the very first chapter, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus the Anointed One, to all the saints in the anointing of Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and His anointing. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy for your fellowship. In the Greek, it says partnership. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a divine connection. This church was divinely connected to this man in a prison one dark night. It's important to remember this. In the middle, at midnight, middle of the night, in stocks, after being severely whipped, he and his preaching partner, Silas, were singing praises, and the prisoners heard them. So there was a connection in their minds to what happened, because they heard them singing praise in the middle of the night. Suddenly, that place shook. All of the jail doors opened. Now, that's a miracle in itself. If you get an earthquake in that prison, that was not a small prison. And it was one of the meanest, ugliest prisons in the whole empire. Terrible place. Horrible place. Now, every jail door opened, but yet the jail didn't crumble. So we got a miracle going on here. I mean, there's going to be some people quickly departing the area. Them cons are going to scatter, I mean, in every direction. Amen. Oh, yeah. Nobody moved. So we know there's some kind of anointing here. There's some, these people can't move. There's something holding them back. They're holding them. They can't move. Scared that jailer. He thought everybody's bound to be run off. He see the doors open, but he can't see right in there. And he started to kill himself. And the apostle said, do yourself no harm. We're all still here. How did he know they all still here? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. See? Now, that jailer is the pastor of this church.
That's right.
Huh? This church began as a convict church.
That's right.
I know some other churches that started as convict churches. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of jailbirds I'd rather go to church with than, well, I ain't gonna get into that. I've been to church in jails and prisons around the world. I love them, glory to God. Now, notice what happened. For your partnership in the gospel from the first day till now. First day. Being confident of this very thing that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus and the day of his anointing. Even as it is meet, M-E-E-T, right in the notes there somewhere, able, A-B-L-E. I am able to think this of you all because I have you in my heart in as much as both in my bonds. Hey, they'd all been to jail with him. They knew exactly what he's talking about. In my bonds and in the defense and in the confirmation of the gospel. The word, how does the word say that, the gospel is confirmed? He went everywhere working with and confirming the word with signs following. See? Confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace. You're partakers of my anointing. Now they experienced his anointing of breaking the bonds in that prison. That's the way they all got out. Legally. Amen. Man, don't you know their eyes got big when they heard this? My, I'm a partner with this man. I'll never be in bondage again. I saw his anointing at work. I heard him in the middle of the night. That jail shook from the ground up, and no door could stay locked in the presence of this man's anointing. And I get to have it. Oh, I've been joined to him. Those that were joined to Christ Jesus walked in his anointing. Amen. They walked in his name. They walked in his word.
Amen.
How do you think the anointing got here in the first place? This is the way the kingdom works.
Amen.
Now, to close this, let's look at it from this point. Verse 19, I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus and his anointing, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always. Now, also Christ, the anointed one, and this anointing that I'm talking about, shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or death. For me to live is to be anointed, and to die is gain.
Thank you, partners, for helping us share the gospel for 35 years through the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, the broadcast is able to reach over 830 million people worldwide. Airing over 700 hours of teaching a week, the word is being preached around the world, declaring that Jesus is Lord.
I really didn't like people. I would like people when they served my purpose. And if they didn't serve my purpose, I didn't need them.
Life was good, but it was empty and it was lonely.
We moved from Michigan to Alaska sight unseen, had never been there, just for the adventure of it, just to hunt and fish and whatever came.
My only way that I knew I was going to get to see people at all was if we could go to church.
While we were going to this church, we met this couple. About 3 or 4 weeks after we knew them, they knocked on the door and said, would you watch our house for the winter while we go to South Sudan? When they came back, they had these pictures and these stories. My answer was, just send money.
On December 8th, I had a heart attack. I'm 49 years old, had no symptoms, had no prior family history, just hit me, 95% blocked artery. We live 100 miles from the hospital. Got there, God saved my life. When I got that pain that was so hard, I said, God have mercy. And I believe I had an unexpected miracle. But then we came home after the hospital and they told me I'd have to sit on a couch for 6 months. That's when I started listening to Kenneth Copeland. The first thing I heard him say was, whosoever. That really got to me because I thought that I had pretty much messed up. And Kenneth said that day, he who has ears, he said, I have ears to hear, I have eyes to see. So I asked God, and he started showing me that the kingdom of God is for today. We partnered with KCM, and we realized that what they are doing, we are part of. It's taken us to a new relationship with Jesus. I realized that salvation is a gift. I can't earn it. And that was so enlightening.
We grew last year at the conference, and then just, you know, feeding on the material through the year and watching the videos. God grows us through our reading and all of that, but you still have to come here and get fed and grow.
The Lord putting it in my spirit and then coming and hearing men like Jerry and Kenneth speaking almost the same message, it's like saying, you can do it, Denver. You can go where they're not going right now, and you can do it. You're a team. This is my body. As we started reading the Word, it became alive to us. And that changed how I feel toward people.
About 3 months after the heart attack, and we were studying chapter 1, at the end of chapter 1. The verse says, true religion that God accepts is this, that you visit widows and orphans in their distress, and you keep yourself unspotted from the world. We started sponsoring a couple of kids. So this letter was from that orphanage, and it said, dear Denver and Stacy, I'm in primary 1 going into primary 2. I like to play football. My favorite food is rice and beans. My favorite color is blue. I'm praying for you. I said, why is he praying for us? We have everything. He has nothing. If he doesn't live in that orphanage, he doesn't even have food to eat. Why would he be praying for us? But the next line changed my life forever. He said, thank you for sponsoring me. I hope you will visit. We had just finished studying James 1:27, 5 minutes earlier. True religion God accepts is this, to visit widows and orphans in their distress. I could not think of one reason why we wouldn't get on an airplane and fly halfway around the world to visit this 10-year-old boy. I learned from the Holy Spirit that this is the mission of the church. Every verse in Isaiah 61, we are supposed to heal the brokenhearted, not cast them away. We're supposed to be bringing joy. We're supposed to believe God and then to serve God with gladness, because the world gets us down. Life can be hard, difficulties come, but you gotta come back and remember, it's a decision. I will. I'm making a willful decision to be joyful. My soul, my mind, will, and emotions, I will take control of. I'm not totally there yet, but I'm a lot further down the road than I was before.
Every human in this world has to have a partner to complete a calling. And part of my calling is connected with them, and their calling is connected with me.
I'm not alone, and I'm part of it in the big family.
It's the love of a family, being blessed because others are blessed, and that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's partnership.
Being part of the ministry, being a family.
With my resources, I can do this little. But when they join together, they can do things on earth. They can do good things. They can go and preach even to the end of the world.
Partnership means that I'm not by myself in this. I've got so many people praying and believing.
Partnership with this ministry means everything to me, and I will never stop.
Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To receive your free new partner package, go to kcm.org/partner. Live in victory every day. Together we can make a difference. Request your free package today.
You had been traveling with Jesus for 3 years. You slept where he slept, you ate what he ate, and you went where he went. You were closer than friends. You were brothers. You watched as his life was taken from him in the most brutal fashion imaginable. And now, 3 days later, you sit staring in disbelief as Jesus stands before you alive. What did the Son of God feel was the most important message to leave with his disciples before he ascended into heaven? Go. Go and make disciples of all nations. Evangelism is more than a good idea, more than a calling. It's a mandate. But how do you evangelize? How do you share the good news of the love of Christ with the world around you? The heart of KCM Evangelism is to train, equip, and mobilize KCM partners to not only win the lost for Jesus, but to disciple new believers. We come to your church, train your congregation and staff on what the Bible actually says about evangelism and salvation. Then we go. We go into the streets, we go into the stores, we go into your town and share the life-saving message of Jesus Christ. We invite them to come to your church to have a safe place, a community where they can then grow and be discipled in the Word of God so that they themselves can then go out and lead their world to Him. When you realize how simple it is to share your faith with the world around you, your life and this world will never be the same.
The evangelistic ministry from Kenneth Copeland Ministries has brought great love to the city of Athens.
We've had at least over 62 salvations just in really a matter of a couple of hours of going down into the center of Coventry and implementing the techniques and the methodology that we've been learning from Riley.
We've seen lives changed. We've seen people come to know the Lord, salvation. We've been able to pray with people. It's been a door just to open up and let people respond to the gospel.
If you're a pastor out there and you're just wondering, how do I get my church engaged? What am I doing? You know, I know everything about evangelism. Give it a try.
Thank you so much. Thank you for helping us to advance the kingdom here in our home and coming up here and being that blessing in a real practical way.
Now, you know, in the broadcast, we talk about the Apostle Paul wrote that partner letter to his partners at Philippi. Now, in the King James, he used the word fellowship. But when you, and that's an old English word for partnership. And the Greek word, the translated fellowship, is translated partnership. Now what does that really, really mean? And people, they think about and equate it with raising money. But that's the least part of this whole thing. This is a plan of God and has great purpose in it, in the maturing and the growing of the body of Christ. Now, I want you to see here from, let's go back over there to that fourth chapter of Ephesians, Gloria, where we were talking about on yesterday's broadcast, talking about the purpose of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Our jobs as the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, perfecting of people that are born again. Now, what for? For the work of the ministry, which is the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. For what? Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Whoa.
Full grown.
Yeah, the body of Christ ought to be doing everything that Jesus did when he was on the earth with just as much anointing as he had then and as he has now. Now then, notice verse 15, speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, when you become a partner with the ministry, you are part of that ministry's calling. This is the reason everybody's not called to be a partner with this ministry. Everybody's not called to be a partner with some other person's ministry, but everybody's called to be a partner with somebody's ministry because you're a part of that person's calling and mission in life. And that's the way you're called, and that's where your grace is, and you need to be involved in that that grace. Now, what is the grace on this ministry? What are we called and anointed to do? Let's look in the book of Hebrews. In chapter 5, this is what the word of the Lord came to me in the very beginning days of this ministry, before it was ever even established legally and all of that. In Hebrews 5:13, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use or training have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, the calling of this ministry is to bring people from religion to reality, to bring people into strong meat that they grow and mature into a strong
grow up
in Him. That's what we read there in the book of Ephesians. That's what this ministry is about. And so, as this strikes your spirit, as you pray and seek the Lord, you inquire of the Lord before. Don't just jump and do something. Inquire of the Lord. Lord, you want me to be a partner with Kenneth and Gloria in this ministry? I'm yours to command, sir. He may say, no, I want you to be partners with so-and-so. No. When we partner with God and His Word, you bring Jesus on the scene in everything. But you need to be in that stream where you're graced to flow. And that's simply the way you tell when you hear this message, it goes off in your spirit. Well, you don't just sit there with it in your own life. You flow together with it. Amen. Now, as partners, you have a right to every heavenly and earthly blessing for preaching this message that Gloria and I do. Every person that's saved, you get the same credit for it we do.
Praise God.
This is a big thing. And not only that, our partners are prayed for every day. Praise. You'll never be without prayer again until Jesus comes. I write a partner letter every month, and I'm believing God to help you get I do not ever write appeal letters. I never have in 47 and a half years. If you get one with my name on it, it's a con from somewhere. It didn't come from here. And in doing that, we're partners together in this. About 85, 90% of what I preach in meetings and so forth that first strikes my spirit when I'm praying and ministering to my partners. And if you want to know the truth, when I'm preaching on television, I'm preaching to my partners. When I'm preaching in meetings, I'm preaching to my partners. Other people get to hear it, but I'm preaching to my partners. We're in this thing together. That's what we do. And we are becoming 1 million strong. It won't be long till we'll be there too. Praise God.
Glory to God.
And the day the Lord, on the broadcast, the word of the Lord came and gave us that prophet. I promise, I got so excited, I slapped that teacup, knocked it all over the table. And the Lord said, you're going to be the biggest Holy Ghost gang on the earth. Amen. Think about it. Mature faith. People, a million of us out there. Praise God.
Glory to God.
I'm already excited about it.
You know, partnership is an opportunity, and I'll give you a personal testimony. Ken came home when we were in Tulsa years ago and back, I guess the 67 maybe, and he enrolled as 30-year-old freshman. And we didn't have any money. We moved to Tulsa. I don't know yet how we ever got
faith
up there besides faith. And he went to a big meeting, you know, and I was home with two little kids and no money and nothing else.
I was
much.
On the flight crew. That was my job.
So that's why he went to the meeting. And so he came home from that meeting. I'd been there with the kids, you know, just trying to scrap by. I mean, I'm not just...
We had zero money.
I mean,
we had no bank account.
We were in a shape. He says, I've always got good news. He's so excited. We've become a partner with Oral Roberts, and we're going to send him $10 a month. That's what he was asking for in those days, $10 a month. And I said, where in the world would we get $10? I was home with two little kids. He was out in the meeting hearing something. But I'm telling you, it was a step out. We started coming out, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Financially at that time.
Well, I just set her down and preached that message to her of what I had heard. She got just as excited about it as I did. And like I told you yesterday,
amazing.
The thing that hit me about that message, in fact, the way I ended it when I was preaching it to Gloria that day, I said, Gloria, I can have Oral Roberts anointing for $10 a month. The best deal I ever heard in my life.
Thank God.
We believed God together.
And it was never even hard to do.
It came in. We got 20 a month, and half of it was ours and half of it was Oral. For a long time, that happened that way. And glory to God. Oh, before we leave there, now I want to let you know, they've upgraded our Roku channel, and you can get KCM channel on Roku. You can go back to early meetings that back in the 80s, 1983, 4, 5, long in there, called Faith Classics. And I'm telling you, there's some powerful, powerful things
there's
in
those
meetings.
There's also some funny-looking people on there you'll recognize.
Yeah, but we's pretty.
We were young.
Amen. So, but the thing of it is, you need to see there, particularly if you're praying about becoming a partner with this ministry, you're going to find out. You can go back the power was there, and the message is the same today as it was then.
Glory to God.
We haven't doctored it up in any way. We're still on the same word to build the body of Christ.
Right.
Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Partnership is, apart from the fact that I'm partnering and I know that I'm going to benefit from the anointing, it's also being able to sow into another ministry that I know is going to bless other people because I want other people to experience what I've experienced.
Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.